Mishnah. In general, the Gemara says that the more eaters at the table of this korban, and it uses the Lashon eaters very loosely, God is an eater, whatever the Mizbeach gets, God is God's. The Kohanim are eaters, they get Achatos and Asham, and other things as well. And sometimes the Baalim are eaters, like mostly Shlamim, right? Maser. That's according to some Mefarshim, the reason why Shlamim is called that is because it's very Shlemus. It has three eaters. God, there's something on the Mizbeach, Kohanim get a piece of it, and the Baalim get most of it. All right. Okay, so we finished the first Mishnah. Right, the Kohen goes out of the Heichal. Right. See here, this little thing here is this.
There's a bigger picture.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they didn't leave much room here, but in between this
oh, this isn't a scale.
This better not be the scale because there's see these steps here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm looking at the commission. Yeah, oh boy, this is really... There's a lot of things wrong with this, but okay, let's just leave it. It's not the agenda of this thing, but in between this Mizbeach and these steps is the Kior. I don't see much room there for, even assuming that this is 11 amos. It's 33 feet between here and there.
Oh.
Right, so, okay, this is only 135 feet. So if this is 135 feet, right, 135 amos, so it's 135 times 1.5. I don't see how that can be 33 feet, right? No. It's 11 amos between, no, 33, like almost 48 feet. I mean, it's just. So it's not drawn to perfectly the scale all around. All right. So because they just didn't have enough probably room on the page. But be that as it may, this is the entrance, and this is the base of Mikdash here. All right. This is also. Okay.
What's going on in here?
This is called the Ulam. It's packed with offices and storage place.
Right.
Okay. And this is the entrance here. These areas are
offices. Very
It's called Lish. I call it the offices because it's called Lishko. Lishkot in Nehemiah. Okay, so let's just read this. The order of Meseches Zvachim in Perakei is in the sanctity of the Korbanos. So the most sanctified Korbanos, forget about what tables, forget about it, is where does the blood go? Anything where the blood actually goes in here, into this building, called the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to on these four corners, right? That means that's a very special korban, right? So that's why the first two Mishnayos cover those. First Mishnah is dedicated solely to Yom Kippur, right? Parim HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim, right? It's very rare, because usually the Parim and the Sirim are eaten by the Kohanim, right? So Parim HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim means that they're totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Shechita san batzafon, so the shechita is here. This is the north of the Mizbeach. Kibul daman b'chli sharis batzafon. You have to receive the blood here also, by a kohen. V'daman ta'un hazaya al parochos v'al mizbach hazahav. And the blood doesn't go into the... Remember I told you there were two curtains? Here they are, you see. The blood goes not into here. That's only Yom Kippur. The blood goes on... You see the number 13? It's sprinkled on that outer parochas and the Mizbach HaZahav, this little box here. It's the Mizbach HaZahav. Right? This is the Shulchan, number 10 here. Number 9 is the menorah. The thing next to 9 is a stepladder. You see that? There's a little stepladder near the menorah. Okay. As back to the Mishnah, matana achas mi'en mi'akaves. If he misses any one of the matanos, means the sprinkling, because it says
matanos.
Because it says natorva nasan al karnos of his bear, so it's called matanos. If he misses any one, me'akaves, the carbon is off. Sharei hadam, whatever blood is left, haya shofech al yisod ma'aravi. Again, because he's coming out of here, it doesn't have a picture of this on the mizbeach. I don't really see it, but on this corner, right there, see where my finger is?
Mm-hmm.
There were two little holes on the yisod. Depending on where he's coming, if he's coming from here, the first yisod that he's going to come across is the yisod ma'aravi. This is west, so he's going to come. There's another yisod down here. Remember, this is the north, so this is the south. There's another hole on the southern side. And if he's coming, see, if he's coming from here, if he's coming down the ramp, then the first yisod he's touching on that side is going to be drawn me. You'll see it later in this parak. All right? Remember I told you that there's a yisod. You see this yisod here? It mm-hmm. hugs around here in Amo. There's mm-hmm. this whole side. And then it hugs around there in Amo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are problems with this picture, but okay. All right, so this is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, as opposed to this, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Right? If he didn't put the blood there, he's okay. Because he might have used all the blood for the sprinklings. Right? Elu va'elu nisrafin ve'es ha'doshen. All of whatever is there, everything is burnt. In other words, this is very unusual. It's a chatos behaving like an ola. Right? Ola means totally up, totally burnt up. Right? In fact, the Greek word for ola in the Septuagint is holocaust. Right? Caustic in English means poison, acidic, very damaging. So, wholly damaging, fully damaging. So that's what fully burnt up. Right, so this that's why it's so early here, because the next one talks about Chatos HaTzibur, Vayachid. So Chatos HaTzibur is the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, the Chatos of the holidays, right? Sirizim Echad Chatos, right? And the Chatos of an individual. Now we're moving down the line. Elohim Chatos HaTzibur. So Sirish Chodeshim, Shamoado, Shechitos HaMatzafon, V'kibul Tuhaman B'chili Sharis Batzafon. Same thing. Shechted here. Take the blood here. V'daman ta'un arba matanos. Now the blood needs four sprinklings. Al arba kranos. On these four. How do you know the order? So it tells you the order. Ketzah. How does he go up? Ola bakevesh ufanala sovev. Now this would be a better picture here. Although it isn't very famously. Kahati is from page from Kahati. You heard of Kahati Mishnah? Yes. He regretted the picture. He said he realizes he made the picture wrong. The way this comes up and the way this comes up is mistaken. But let's just, on this picture, we'll just do with it. See, it says Ma'arav here. So this means that here is the Kiyor and here is the Beis HaMikdash. Okay?
Mm.
All right? So when it says Ola La Sovev, this thing here is called the Sovev. See this?
Mm-hmm.
This thing, around. This is five amos high. A person is not as high as the sovev. All right, that's where the kohen walks around. It's an amma wide. It's about this wide. So you can't be
it's pretty huge.
It's too corpulent. Oh yeah, this is 32 amos by 32 amos.
That's big.
48 feet by 48.
So he walks on this lower.
No. He never walks on that. That's the yisod. He walks on this.
Oh, he walks on that.
Yeah.
So he goes up this little ramp.
Right. So actually he goes up this ramp.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So when he goes up here, see where he is? It says, Olava Kevesh. So this is the big Kevesh. These are the small Kevesh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because this is how he's going to come down.
He
goes up here.
Yeah.
Comes across here. And he goes down there, which is now here, right? And he comes down here. And he's going to come down there.
So what's on the big ramp?
On this you can see, I think. You can see two holes.
Yeah.
You have two little dots there. You see it?
Yeah.
The bottom? Those are those two dots where he spills out the blood.
Anyone
so on this one, he's going to change. This time he's bumping into the Sodromi first.
Right.
The other one, he's coming. When he comes out of the Beis Mikdash, he's bumping into that other dot there. So, okay, let's finish the Mishnah. It says, Uvala lokele keren mizrochis. I'm sorry, we're going to Dromis Mizrachis, southeast. Okay, you get it? This is south. East. So this is the first horn he touches. Then he's going to go to that one.
Can he reach those horns or not?
From the Sovev, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's three amos, which is about 4.5 feet. I'm sure they'll choose the Kohanim.
Right.
All right. And it's another tefach up, so it's somewhere close to 5 feet. All right. So he's coming around here, and he touches that horn, that horn, that horn. Okay. Shuri, and then Shuri Dam Shofech Al Yisod Dromi. Okay. If he any leftover blood, he has to put that now because he's coming down here. So the blood goes into Yisod Dromi, the southern Yisod, because that's the one he's coming into first. The Gemara learns from here that Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. When you have something to do, you have blood to spill out. Don't pass over this one and go to that one. Put it in the first one that you see. V'necholim lifnim min ha'kloim zichrei kehuna b'chol ma'achol liyom v'layla ad chatzos. This is to be eaten. This is the best picture to show it. It can be eaten anywhere in this whole thing here. This whole area here.
Do they have space for tables? And
yeah, this is a huge space here. This is more than half the whole Harabayas complex. So this is called... In the Mishnah, lifnim min ha-kloim, which is, of course, a misnomer. Kloim means curtains. They're using Mishkan lashon. These were not kloim. These were marble and cedar pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm sure you've seen pictures of the Mishkan with the connectors and the curtains. So... But just what the words mean are lifnim min ha-kloim. It's just calling these kloim. The Gemara says at a deference to Moshe, because Moshe's beis hamikdash, Moshe's mishkan was curtained. It wasn't such a big place. Mm-hmm. So really, the Mishnah should say lifnim min ha, should have said walls, kiros or something. The zichreku, not only male kohanim, the kohanim will bring it, the kohanim and the mishmar of that week. They're male members of their family. Bechol macho means you can prepare it any way you like. The only reason why it has to say that is because the last mission in this perek is Korban Pesach, which has to be prepared a particular way, only roasting. Okay, so because of that, so you shouldn't think that any other korban has to be roasted. All the other korbanos can be eaten bechol macho. You can fry it, dice it, slice it. You can do whatever you want. All right. And the liyom v'layla, the day they're brought, and that night, so ad chatzos. Ad chatzos, you may recall from the first Mishnah of Seches Brachos, really it means all night. This is what the Mishnah when they said, v'chol hanecholim liyom echod. Whatever korban is supposed to be eaten for one day, really you have all night to do it, but kidei l'archiko domen avera, mitzvah's done at night, you should. We don't do that, we don't say that with Sefiras Amen Menorah, why not? Why don't we say you can only do it till chatzos? Because those are drabanan, right? So you don't have to make arachav on a drabanan. In fact, I saw some perushim in the first Mishnah Brachas that the machlokis between Rami Gamliel and the chachamim, the chachamim say till chatzos, and Gamliel says all night, is good for that. Whether kriyat shma is deraisa or drabanan.
Chachamim think it's drabanan.
No, the chachamim think it's deraisa.
What is this? What is this?
That's the ramp. That's the ramp where you take the animal.
So the person does go up
that. Oh, absolutely. Any animal that goes up here is dead already. It's slices and pieces.
Many people.
Yeah, and there's fires all over here. On Yom Kippur, there are five.
There's always fire there?
Fires all over here. They're big, logs this way, that way, and on top this way, and on top that way.
That are constantly burning?
Constantly burning.
So what was in the middle?
Yeah. Middle is where they put all the ashes until it really, became like, they called it the tapuach, until it looked like an apple.
Interesting.
Okay. Great day, everybody.
Thank you.